Good afternoon. This is Sue Martin with Ag Investment Services, located here in Webster City, Iowa, with our midday futures report. Well, the grain markets are all in green, and of course, the trade was expecting bearish news on corn, and much to their surprise, the report was friendly. We believe that the USDA was basically overstating Brazilian exports for this new crop year. The one thing we have to keep in mind is Brazil pretty much ran out of corn this year and had to import. And we think that Brazilian corn exports this year may be a little bit 2 million metric tons too high, mainly because the government or the powers that be will want to be on guard to make sure that doesn't happen again. So with La Nina around, that could cause some concern, and of course, we see where they are very protective of their exports, and they seem to make sure that they have enough of supply at home. So that's one area we think that the numbers are a little askew. And, of course, traders were expecting yields to increase because of the good crop condition ratings. So that normally does not happen in the month of July. Usually it's more when NAS takes over in August on deciding what yield is. And so that normally, unless you have an extremely volatile year in weather, adverse weather, in the month of July, you normally would not change the yield from the month of June. This is Sue Martin with Ag Investment Services. Have a great day.